If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
Welcome back to Three Fat Truckers, everybody. This is your old buddy Dave. We're sitting down here in Louisville, Kentucky, doing our show live. You can find this show.
It's not live.
Well, it is live to us down here. It's not live to everybody out there. You're gonna see it a day later when we get home and do it. But we're doing it live for all these people walking by looking at us, Goofy.
How many nice people have we met down here?
Oh my God, I don't know. So, Bill, how could they find this show, not live, but live?
Well, normally we would be live at 7 p.m. on a 7 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday evenings on YouTube. This weekend being an exception because we are down at the 2026 Mid-America Trucking Show. We're having a great time down here. We've got to meet a lot of great people. We've got the opportunity to sit down and talk to a lot of great people. I'm very thankful. Had a great time. I'm tired. Wore out.
It is always a lot.
We're going to get a lot of that stuff uploaded as soon as we can, so you guys can check that out. Let us know what you think. Like and subscribe. Check us out on all the socials. We're on YouTube, doggone it, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, X.
It's a pop, not a beer, boys.
And
time to open another one.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be drinking beer, but it's Saturday, and we're going to be heading home.
Yeah, we got
to drive to get home tonight.
I got the obligatory drive home.
So what do you guys, we're almost the end of the show. What do you guys think of the show this year? How did you think it went?
I think it's been a really good show. We've met a lot of interesting people, as usual. We've met a lot of friends that we've made in the past few years when we've been here and interviewed them. They were glad to see us, I believe, and we were glad to see them. And I think we made a few new friends this year here. So,
well, you know, this
all
is our
all, pretty good.
Yeah, this is our fourth time doing this, and I can't believe where the time's gone. But I never can. It's interesting the difference in the experience between now and like the first time we came down here, and I was all nerves. But had a great time nonetheless. But I think we've gotten past the stage where nobody knows who we are.
Oh yeah.
You're always going to get some people that are seeing you for the first time, but we're seeing a lot of people that
repeat
know who we are and well, they've been listening. Well, you know,
I even wrote this down so we could give a shout out. Dave was probably getting ready to say, well, we had a school teacher here from Rising Sun, Indiana.
Stole his thunder.
No, I wasn't going there.
And she said something about saying a shout out to Holt Walton. His dad's got Walton Trucking. His dad is Don, I believe. I looked it up on the internet. I hope I'm right here, Holt. But
Should have got it wrong.
Your teacher said to bust your guys' balls a little bit. You kids turned her on to us to tell, said, look up the three fat truckers when she was coming to the truck show. She looked us up. She found us. So we just give you a little shout out here. So whether you see this on the show or you catch it in a short or something, we said hi, Holt.
Well, I got to say, this show, the first 2 years, we just booked ourselves to death and worked ourselves right up to where we couldn't talk. I mean, literally, we did interview. Some we liked, some we didn't, but we got out there and threw a lot of love out there.
And then this year,
well, even last year, we decided to do a little bit more free. We don't never seen the show. So there was times that me and Steve went out, had to look up something for some future shows. We got to talk with Steve Summer. While we're that, Bill's back here, got
Mother Trucker
doing interviews. I got Steve and Mike out walking around getting bull snot. I mean, we're constantly working.
We talked to Oida. Talked to the Kentucky State Police over here that's doing a raffle for a Corvette that they do it for a car every year that they end up raffling off at the state fair for their Trooper Island care for underprivileged children that go to camp.
And then even the first day, Tuesday, when we come down here and set up, we actually got on the golf cart and was able to drive through this huge complex and see some of the stuff. It's so big and so much out there. Now, yeah, I see a lot of our friends already posted online. They're here, and we haven't got a chance to talk to them yet. But
we put a couple things here and there out when we've had
some service. We haven't really threw a lot out there because we're just shooting off our hip, and we'll get it all dropped, and everybody will see it. But we've met some great people and had some wonderful times.
And we've found some wonderful, wonderful hole-in-the-wall restaurants this time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my favorite part.
Boy, oh, boy. We have ate really good this time.
That guys always do seem to sniff out the good food.
I'll tell you what. And like Dave said, we was lucky as hell on front row parking at every place.
Every place we stopped.
Like they knew we was coming, VIP.
They're like, all right, mold. We got fat guys showing up. So we can get out.
Jesus laid out the red carpet. here they are.
Good, they are. The fat guys are hungry. Let's get them a front row spot to come in.
That's right.
But, and one place we visited, three times for breakfast, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, every morning.
And the ladies started to
remember the name?
Fall in love with Dave. Wagner's Pharmacy, of course.
I just right across the drugstore. Going to the drugstore, boys.
Right across from Churchill Downs.
Yep.
And
they hooked us up.
They had delicious food there for breakfast.
And they made him a sandwich to go and even put a smiley face on it.
On the wrapper.
Like his mom did when he was 6 years old. And
my mom never did that.
Well, it finally happened. You finally got it.
Sort of had a little tear in my eye when I opened the bag up. Even though the bag was sweating from the bologna in it, but yeah.
That is true.
But gotta love sweaty bologna.
Well, I think it was a little condensation because the sandwich was hot.
Well, that is true, too. And then we found a Wednesday night, which normally we get here Wednesday tired. Wednesday night, all-you-can-eat barbecue.
All-you-can-eat.
For $30, which is wrong thing to put in front of a fat man.
I made my mind up. I'm at the age now where I don't need to do all-you-can-eat.
No, I'm not. I'm not an all-you-eat.
Anyway. But we did it anyway. Yeah. But you feel miserable.
And then they were so kind that they boxed it up and sent us a slab and a half of the house.
Oh, yeah, they thought we were fatter than we were.
See, that's the part that surprised me.
And brought us two extra orders,
Yeah, you know, you usually get to all-you-eat, and they're like, there's no to-go boxes or nothing. And man, they were good.
Here,
we'll get you one more. You want more?
We ended up with another rack and a half to go, yeah.
So
we know what Bill's eating for the rest of the week.
Oh, I'm going to
have. Or at least Monday.
No. Unfortunately, he'll get home and the kids will see it, and he may get one bone.
No. He'll get home and there'll be bones all over the floorboard of his truck.
I'm just getting
barbecue
ready to
sauce
say,
on
I
his
know.
Shirt.
I'm not sure if you've met me or not, but I'm know my way around a rib bone, by God.
Oh, and they're nice backbones, nice meaty
ones.
They were
pretty good.
They had lots of meat on
real
them.
Good. Oh. Name of the place.
Four something smoke.
Oh, come on.
I'd have to look it up.
Four Pegs Smokehouse.
Four Pegs Smokehouse.
Yeah, you got the wrong guy.
Yeah. That's because I had to tell the state police down there because the one guy's, where's that at?
It's only on Wednesday you get
special. Dadgum, it's your town.
So next year on Wednesday, I know where we're having dinner.
If you want to go 1 year from now. Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
there. Where to find us.
It was Thursday, not Wednesday.
No, one today. Yeah. No, so, Wednesday.
Saturday. Where are we going tonight, boys, after here?
Wednesday. Thursday, brother.
No.
It's Thursday. It's Thursday.
We got here Tuesday. It was Wednesday night. Yesterday. That had been
yesterday.
Wednesday. It was not yesterday.
Yesterday was Friday, brother.
All right, then it was Thursday. I disagree with him.
Drink some more of that juice.
Yeah, get you, make you another
where
one
were you
of them.
Wednesday, then?
I don't remember.
No, Wednesday we went to
Granville. When we go to Granville, we go Granville.
Yeah, we went to Granville Wednesday night.
Wednesday, yeah. Granville Pub.
Which one was Granville?
What?
Raspberry cheesecake.
The raspberry cheesecake bites. We sat in the back.
Anyway,
Lord,
I'm trying
mercy.
To jog his
we're
memory.
We're losing him.
He's gonna run out of breath.
That stuff ain't working.
Sounds like it made it worse.
Could have made it worse.
Well, I don't know about making it worse.
Let's regroup here.
No, I love this argument.
Well, there ain't no argument. You're just wrong.
I'm really wrong.
Hey. Everybody, no.
Hey, y'all.
You need to apologize.
All right. I'm sorry, boss. I won't do it again, boss. Don't make me apologize, boss.
I'm not.
Oh, don't make me apologize no more, please, boss.
Anyway, what else did you like about the show?
I really enjoyed her golf trip.
The golf cart ride around
yeah.
here. Well, because
it was a little heavy on
the
throttle because about launching me and the big guy off the back.
Seat fucking drivers, I tell you what.
But it was because we don't get to see everything that we got to see, and it was kind of nice getting to see all.
Well, because we got here early, you know. Was it Tuesday night or Wednesday night we did that?
It was early. It was probably.
It was Tuesday night.
No, he was
no,
here.
He was
so
here.
That'd
it was
be
Wednesday
night.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Wednesday night. So
it was a nice little ride through here to see.
And you don't realize how big this place is.
You do you try and walk it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't even see the end down there.
If we'd have brought a shopping cart, you'd been all set.
I know. You guys could have threw me in the shopping
thing
cart
is, though,
and pushed me around.
You probably would have filled that son of a bitch up when we got back to the booth.
That is true, too. But we always meet such amazing people. I mean, that.
Like then, this gentleman right here, right across from us. What an amazing gentleman.
You realize you're on the show now. This is live.
What they say.
I've been wrong, so you don't want to go with what they say. we got more than that, but yeah. You want me to stop us right in the middle of the show and get it for you now, right? Oh, okay. Okay, I will. As soon as I get done, I'll be right over. This is good content. Everybody on YouTube is going to go.
Turn that camera on. Get on him, man.
You might as well get up here and get in the shots.
Put your face in front of the camera.
You might as well.
There
you are. That's who
all
you are.
All smiles.
Oh, we love you too. Right back.
You too.
This is our neighbor. I mean, you can't keep them in their own yard. They're over here bothering us all the time. You can't keep these people. The neighbors are terrible in this neighborhood.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, his wife is really nice.
Oh, they always.
A little bossy, but.
Oh, she keeps us in line. Nice. She says, "Oh, you quit shaking hands. You need sanitizer," and brings us over to sanitizer. She's watching out for us.
She had, I don't know how many flavors and smells of sanitizer.
She definitely keeps us in line, and it's good. We need all
the
help.
She goes, "Get the one that's got the gel."
Yeah. Don't get the.
I like the sandalwood one.
Sandalwood. Yeah, that's a little too sissified for you.
It smells good though.
Well, sissified. I grabbed the strawberry pound cake.
What do you?
Well, that's because your stomach was telling you. You thought you could eat it.
I like pound cake.
What's it taste like?
Well, I'll let you know here.
Is it as good as a lemon pound cake?
Oh, probably not.
Afro man, let you know.
Oh, you got your eye on it like Mr.
You know
Falcon.
What? You
got
to know somebody is going to be hitting him up.
Rest of his life, he
is. Did you not see the thing on Facebook where he's selling it for Betty Crocker now?
Is he really?
Oh, no. It's AI. But they are going.
Well, it's only a matter
rest of his life, he is Mr. Pound Cake, and he will never let it down.
Somebody is going to be trying to get his name for their pound cake.
Yep.
And we're going to start seeing it in the lubs.
Yep. Truck driver pound cake. The cops will raid your house and take your cake.
Yeah,
he was dying for a slice.
You ain't getting my pound cake.
So what's your pound cake hand sanitizer smell like? Regrets and disappointment in life?
Well, there's glitter in it, so I wouldn't taste it.
Smells like cake soaked in strawberry Kool-Aid, which, I mean, could be worse. So.
Oh, well.
Could be worse. So, when we strolled through here, there's quite a few booths, and there's a lot and lot of parts for trucks, as far as turbos and seats and exhaust and
nut covers,
EPF filter. I mean, fenders. You name it. If there's something you want for a truck, it's here. And I do know you see a lot of people. They must have a really good deal on the chrome on the stacks and fenders, because when you go outside, you see people toting big old stacks of fenders to their car.
Well, we had a display beside us. It's gone now. Somebody bought the display.
Yeah, they sold them.
And they were, what, 7-inch? 7 or 8-inch?
Yeah, at least 7 or 8-inch stacks.
Seven-inch stacks. They were nice looking.
Steel pipes, but.
Most of what I've seen when we've left.
We've seen a bumper yesterday
going out the door, yeah.
Bumpers, and then I see a lot of people buying cases of the wheel covers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The hub covers and whatnot.
Or cases of some oil or cases of rear end fluid or, you know, I remember last year there was guys in here selling it at the booth, and then you went out to the door of the truck out there because we were parked right next to the truck. And they'd come out there and you handed them the ticket and they would load up however many cases you got right in your vehicle on your way out the gate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was all you needed is that ticket. And you
Once you bought it in here, took the ticket out to the guys and they...
No, you didn't have to buy it, just get that ticket.
Well, yeah, but they were pretty tight on holding the ticket.
Oh, okay.
So. Unless you found one on the ground, just take it out there and, hey, I can get my four cases of oil, so...
Dadgum.
You never know on that. So, we got any news this week?
Well,
the best news we can give you is we drove around and we talked to one of the local policemen today in Louisville, and the shutdown in June and July, I got to say they're staging all their material. We can see around town where they're staging the
material. Yeah, you can see the materials sitting.
Well, we talked to, in the head breakfast, there was a Louisville City police officer.
And he says they will get it, all three bridges done in 2 months.
He said they've done this before on a different stretch.
Yeah.
And they had it done early.
So I got to give him the credit. If he thinks they're going to get it done,
time
will tell. But I still got my doubts.
We know how other cities have been.
Yeah. I got my doubts.
Well, Indianapolis. How long they still been working on the...
You know, it took them 2 years to fix an on and off ramp downtown.
You know what? I don't think Indianapolis is a good example to go by.
Well...
Indiana, you're downplaying Indiana. I mean, they spent $64 million on it.
Akron had one tore out forever.
Oh, yeah. That was...
On the split there for 76 and 77.
And it's still out a little bit there. They still don't have it done.
Fort Wayne's tearing stuff down again, too, ain't they?
I don't know.
Ramps
Mike, what
and
are we
stuff.
Doing in Fort Wayne? Anything? Construction? No, they're just they're yanking all the concrete up on 465 and going back to blacktop only now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they've fixed the concrete. How many
times? So it ain't going good. Da-dum, 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 da-dum. Yeah.
And then 2 years have to do it again. Da-dum, 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 you know, so. Three Fat Truck. We're live right now. What do you want to know?
I like the name.
Oh, okay.
I like the name.
Well, then get you one of them air fresheners. They smell like fat chicks. I'm not saying it's bad.
Well, shoot.
Yeah. Then you're going to have to get you an old bag for all the regrets in life. An old bag.
I'm on the phone with my old bag.
Oh, are you?
Actually, she's not an old bag.
Well, yeah, I know. because you want to eat
your
tonight.
Ass.
She's at the house. I know it. She's but dinner will not be ready.
Sometime.
You keep that shit up.
At the hotel.
Oh.
Don't stay at the hotel 6.
Is that the one where everybody got their windows busted out last night we heard about? Two hotels.
We're at
they've
the 5.5.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've went
I don't know
in
what hotel it was.
I don't know
somebody,
which one, but
yeah.
They went in and busted some windows out. By the way, you know you're rocking the camera view, and at least turn around and put your face so everybody can see who you are.
Roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Go Dogs. What are y'all
talking about? There you go. There you
Georgia
go.
Georgia boy.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're like, they all said Roll Tide.
Hey.
She said, well, I'm not going to say
this. Is that your sister?
She used to be.
Okay. I thought the same thing, yeah. We know how it is in Alabama.
You're washed in the blood now.
That's good stuff.
That's the kind of good shit you get on 3. You got to look us up now. You have to look us up.
I'm a fat trucker, too.
Well, hey, you've got the starter kit. You got the starter kit.
I'm not trying to be like y'all. I'm just
And neither no. We're trying either, but no.
So where do I look you at?
I don't know. The all you can
somewhere
eat
on the internet.
That yesterday is a good
right
place
there
to
on
start.
That air freshener. Just scan it. It's in your bag.
Actually, you don't need to look us up. We're right in front of you. But
hold on. There we go. Barbecue rub. Imagine that. Y'all sound fucking cool.
How do you think we got this big?
I think you're starting to get it.
You're starting to figure it out.
We know
he
y'all a little slow down south in
Alabama.
Alabama.
Come on, he's figuring
you,
this shit out. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry.
I know it. Same place.
Same?
Kentucky.
Same?
I'm from up there, but I live down here.
Where's Larry Bird from?
French
Lick. That's French Lick.
French Lick.
Yeah.
You can't hear this direction.
Yeah, that's where they like it.
Yeah, that's where we were. Right. That's what I was asking.
It ain't picking
so
him.
So she likes
ball.
French Lick? Most women do. I know we are.
Appreciate it, man.
But thanks for noticing. Yes, we are. We're recording tomorrow.
So if you're running from the law, you ain't going to make it out
here. Yeah, you're not
a
good time. Yeah.
I'm running from the law. I'm good.
Yeah, so
on the internet.
Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. If you Google, I don't know if it'll be done.
No promises.
No promises tomorrow. No, it'll be done by the first week. But
it'll be done by the end of the weekend.
It'll be on YouTube probably the first week. I give the last one away to a kid. I did. And then again, we had a little truck out here. It was full of pocket Jesuses. We had brought a truckload of pocket Jesus, give them all away.
So you'll know to get
so
here sooner next
away.
Time.
Next year,
you can't come at closing time and expect them not to get the fat chicks.
Oh,
okay.
Sold out of the fat chicks.
Yeah.
You know the little grown trucker babes? Well, I like the thicker ones. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
That's
you mean for your mud flap?
That's the ones, hey.
There you go.
That's the ones when they get out and mow the yard in June and July, and they come in the house and you open it up like a grilled cheese.
Yay.
Welcome to Three Fat Truckers.
I love it. I'm going to look us up.
I think he may actually look us up this time.
I think you might.
I'm going to look you up.
There you go.
I'm going to look you up as soon as I get off the phone.
Yeah, I know. Ball and chain in your ear.
Yeah, it's ball and chain.
Well, that was nice. You didn't make it sleep in the truck. Well, at least your window wouldn't have got broke out. You'd have caught him.
Yeah, and I'm in her car.
Oh.
Oh, that would have sucked.
Right. Now,
y'all take care, guys.
See you, brother.
You, you know what I think I'm going to do?
We'll run into anybody down here.
We need to turn a camera around.
Well, no, I'm gonna put a condenser mic on that pole next time. That way.
So we can just have him talk into them.
Because you could tee two microphones.
I know, I can.
And then
I have it.
That one will have to be on its own, but then that way when somebody comes up, we can turn that on and hear what they say, because I'm sure, I'm glad we're
talking shop right in the middle of the show, but yeah, that's...
Oh, are we paused?
No. That'll help us get through the show.
Well, speaking of which, I think we better go on ahead and take a break.
Take a break here?
Yeah, real quick, we'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
And we're back.
And that's how you turn a cat inside out without cutting it open.
I think you can just do it cleaner with... Oh, we're back to live action.
Oh, now we're back already. There you go. Hey, there like you go. And subscribe. Yeah, I'll be emailing him like...
Great idea.
Thank you, brother.
Right on,
so,
man.
I'll give you something to laugh about on the way home.
So next year, maybe we try and partner with somebody we was talking out loud, or is that too soon to talk about any of that?
No, well...
Maybe in detail, but...
Partner with... That may be a little thing, but we are going to be talking a little bit more about headphones for down the road, guys.
So, and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some coming up with that. And... Maybe try keeping us three fat truckers alive a little longer,
yeah,
too.
A little healthy.
Some supplements that might help.
We can still eat the food, but we got to help something to push all the bad stuff through our body.
But, yeah, so.
So we'll be giving a little more information on that stuff.
That's all coming up. We got stuff to look forward to. Big things to be announced.
We're
going to
take it
to
the next
announced.
Level is what we're saying,
yep.
Basically.
So.
Well. For everybody's information, we decided to use an Airbnb this year instead of a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And we come to find out, I think we're glad we did because
the
neighbors across the aisle here was in the hotel across the street. And I don't know how many trucks got their windshields busted out of them.
They're busting side windows, robbing stuff they could get out of there.
So,
doing a quick drop last night.
That just ain't right.
Yeah.
That just ain't right.
Well, the ironic thing is, right across from us is a guy that has stuff to put on your windshield so somebody can break it.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, it's sort of ironic, but yeah.
I don't know if it's for rock chip. That's bullshit.
I don't know if he was over there breaking windshield.
It could have been.
He got the hammer.
Could have been.
He's already got the tool for it.
Dag all right.
Dag gum.
But the Airbnb, I think it was a lot nicer than the hotel far
as
coming and going.
Next
and,
well. Maybe we find
maybe
one
a little
with a
closer,
bigger bathroom.
Maybe a place with
or
four
two
beds.
Bathrooms. Yeah. Well, he did it. I already have one, and he switched it.
Maybe something with four beds.
Or something with a hot tub.
I don't care about that. I'd just like to have a real bed to sleep on.
I'll start looking for next year.
Yeah.
But
everything else was great. That was...
And there's a few more restaurants I wouldn't mind trying that we didn't get to this year.
You know what, Louisville, I'll tell you what.
They have
we could,
so many.
We could come down here for 10 years and probably
they have great
not.
Neighborhood places.
Little neighborhood eatery pub type places. It's just, oh, man, fantastic.
You type in neighborhood bar and grill, and we've found some of the best.
No, I typed in hole-in-the-wall bar, and it came up with a bunch of good ones.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, it's been a great time down here this year, and I hope it's 10 times more better next year, but it's been improving every year.
Yeah, we've...
Evolving.
We slacked off a little bit this year on some of the interviews and stuff. We probably ought to work on getting that a little more half.
Yeah, we got to mingle with more people, though, and stuff, and like you said, there's people that are recognizing us now.
Oh, it just come up, you know. And then seeing all our own phones, like talking with Charlie.
Bonehead Trucker.
Bullsnot. Even Flatbed Reds come by. I mean, there's so many of our friends out here podcasting.
Mother Trucker come by and talked to Bill when we was out running around. We got to talk
to
Steve Summers.
Over there in Iowa 80 and Steve
Well, you know,
Summers.
Mike was sitting in the Dave seat.
Yeah.
During that interview, you know, he was a part of that too.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a added treat.
So.
You weren't here.
No, nope. Dragging my feet, as always.
And then we get all the way back here. He's like,
then,
you got my phone?
Where'd my
Why phone? Would I have your phone?
I've left my phone.
He's
got
to go all the way back across the damn
place. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, boys and girls, get old.
Well, at least
you
it was still there.
you about have to do like your mom did when you were in kindergarten and they clipped your little snow gloves on a little rubber strap and cook them to your Coke. That's what I got to do.
I was going to tell you this earlier.
I got to do my wallet and my phone.
A guy that had one of these without
the
thing.
Yeah, he had a clip on him. And, this
and he, had, he had a second one, and he had his gloves hooked to it hanging around his neck over
here.
And that's and I didn't think it was cold enough for gloves. I mean,
no,
it cooled off. But.
No, he did. But he, Mike is old, and he come in here. I said, I can't go out there. My hands are frozen. Hey, hey, by the way, the airport's that way. Oh, by the way, your guy showed up again, and you weren't here.
The Australian trucker?
Yeah, no.
The outback
the
one?
Big seven-foot guy.
Yeah.
Here again. Couldn't find you.
He needs to start coming when I'm here. If you're listening or see us, I'm sorry, buddy.
Literally.
Is he from Australia?
No. He just did. It was the Outback Challenge or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Texas.
Yeah. I was going to say.
He didn't have his cowboy hat on today.
They don't grow them that big in Australia.
He had a ball cap on today.
Did he?
They're like, wow, you
had that big cowboy, that, well, 20-gallon hat, not a 10.
Yeah.
It looked like a sombrero umbrella on his head.
He was in hot pursuit of somebody, so he didn't get to stay long.
I'd hate to bend the guy on the other end of that.
7-1, I don't care.
Or the girl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want none.
But he went by, stopped around. I can't walk by. Hold up here, guys. You know, it was.
I mean,
you know, a guy he's like as, that'll turn him.
He's as big
out.
As Shaq, man. I mean,
oh, I
at
know.
Least.
He is huge.
At least.
Big boy.
He's big. Huge. Mountain of a man.
But it's funny how we see these same guys. That was your first year we came, we met him.
Yep.
You know, and it's so funny. And then we didn't see him the second year, and then we see him last year.
I was sort of surprised we didn't see our little Australian buddies or the guys from London and stuff that was here last year.
Oh, yeah, the binder guys?
The little guy talking about the velvet.
Oh, yeah.
He was hilarious.
We
missed out on a bunch of content talking to him that day.
So. But
I can imagine it's expensive to come here year after year.
Oh, yeah.
But, I of course, you probably also get a lot out of it, too, you know, so.
Well, we need to go do one on Australia. I'd love to go to Australia.
That's on my bucket list.
I wouldn't mind finding when they had a show there. And
well, there is.
Saving to be able to go.
That's what Red did this year, Flatbed Red. They went there.
Oh, did they?
And that's what they did. They went to a show and everything, and that's – and I – talked to her just briefly, so when we get over to Lima, I want to sit down and get a little more detail about it, talk to her husband about it, but she said that was awesomely fun, so, and I'm like, that's,
they had
friends that they knew over there, so they flew over and hung out and went trucking on them and went out and got to see some of the old trucks and got to see some of the road train. That's what I want to see, so.
Huh.
But that would be cool. That would be cool. And we got with our people of scheduling a couple of our shows we're going to do this year, like Iowa 80 and then getting up at Goshen and Kosciuszko, and maybe got a couple new ones. Got one over in Scranton, Pennsylvania we may end up checking out. So.
I still have my air pressure from last year. I never opened it. Well, I
there you go. I love it. So. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for, and we're about done with this day, and people start winding down
a little bit, thinning out. I mean, we got, what time is it?
We got an hour.
About a little over an hour to go still. And
Start getting things tied up and packed down, and called another year for the great year of Matt's 2026 that we're
it's
at.
It's about in the books.
Yeah, it's about in the books, and I don't know, next year, if I can try... If we have a lot of things that may happen, but if we're on our own and we do our own thing like we have been, you might be able to find us a little closer, because I'm going
to
try getting us
to the food.
And it's really not the food. The bathroom's right across the street.
Everybody goes
old,
that way.
When you're old, it's easier to go to the bathroom.
When you got to pee a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get drinking too. It's like you break the damn seal on a beer, you know.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about it. And I need my water.
I'm going to ask Bill this. It's a technical question. How hard is it to do having us on speakers going out to people? And
sitting here
with headphones.
Look, right there.
Summer's just putting his show out. You can hear what's going on.
Right here. I plug it right in right there.
The difficulty is to keep
feedback.
It from back feeding into the microphone.
Yeah. But yeah, we got a plug right here on that thing.
Yeah.
And I've got to be something to try on our own somewhere.
Yeah, if we're going to do, and we also need
to set it up like that and see how it works.
Bill's light here, it says when we're on air, so people kind of have an idea.
Well, yeah. I'll make one of them a big one.
We have people literally.
I'm not using that one of mine anymore. But yeah. If we had one that would incorporate.
Oh yeah, I can make one to hang on the post up there.
You have people walk up here right when we're doing a show, and you know we'll time in, and like Bill says. We're going to put a microphone out there. So
I would make one that strobes, so people are like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But.
Where are we at on time, boys?
Well, I think we can go ahead and call
it. Enough to turn one out there?
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't matter. We got enough content to fill in on all this.
We sure do.
Well, I would like to thank everybody here at Louisville Exposition Center for having us. Even though we pay to be here, I appreciate them putting this show on, and it does a lot for the truck driving community, and gets people hooked up with the stuff they need. And
just like we were talking earlier, these people, everybody, truckers get a bad name, but there's a good chance if you break down the side of the road, there'll be a truck driver that'll stop and help you if it's an emergency.
Oh yeah,
they will get out there. And do. We had Bull's not here.
And I'll tell you what.
He had a flat tire. Four guys come up.
A lot of younger people here this year. And you've been asking, hey, you a truck driver? You going to be one? You know, and they're like, yeah, well. So, it's good to know that there's another
generation
coming in. Because they always say we have a shortage on drivers.
Never been a shortage. That's been a lie all along.
Well.
It's to bring cheap labor in. That's what that was all about.
And there are... There are a lot more women in the community of drivers now too, and that helped far as pop the numbers up for numbers of drivers.
Yep.
So.
Well, all right. Let's wrap it up, folks. Like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. You ain't got to watch the show, but like and subscribe anyway. That way, it makes it look.
You can listen to us. Heck.
We appreciate
it. Ain't nothing pretty to look at.
if you listen to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us a rating on there. It really helps us out. But you can catch the show anywhere you get
your
podcast.
Even if you're on YouTube, go on there and like you said,
like and subscribe.
Or TikTok or Facebook, go on there and throw some likes our way. Facebook, give us a thumbs up, thumbs down, angry man. Give us a comment.
Angry man.
Poop emoji. We don't care.
Little finger one. We don't care.
Yeah, that's right.
Give us a comment. If there's something you want to hear, let us know. We'll look it up, find it out,
talk about it, or we'll take the hands together for the praying one, too.
We'll respond if it's lying or not. So.
Yes, sir. Well, we will be back next week. Till then, I'm Bill.
And this is your old man, Dave, sitting down here waiting on Bill to get done.
Old senile Dave. And this has been Steve. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks a lot, folks.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.